You can cut it out. We haven't even said hello yet.
Joking. But your hair looks fabulous.
This is what it looks like when I sleep on it.
That's even better.
Well, sometimes it does this, and sometimes it does... I can't depend upon this. This is like...
I understand. I get it.
This is, I think, because it was in a bun wet for a while before I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I let it all down.
This is what happens when we start doing videos, folks. We start talking about our hair, how we look.
Sexy librarian glasses.
Uh-huh. All right, so today we are getting into Halloween 2018. Which I'm excited about because I really love this movie.
So, we won't spoil anything, but for some reason, Jen really likes this.
Yes.
But didn't like Halloween Kills. There's a disconnect for me. They're pretty much just a linear in Alicia's view.
Yeah. Chronologically, yes, that's how they were set up and filmed. However...
I'm a big Anthony Michael Hall fan, so...
I love Anthony Michael Hall. Love him. Doesn't excuse the movie.
I do like that this is a retcon. I love that, like, none of the other... This is just following the original.
Oh, yeah, it's wiping... Yeah, it's a different timeline.
Wiping everything. Like that. Two people that absolutely... fucking deserve to get killed. The reporters. You're disgusting people. Mm-hmm. And stop.
Oh, the podcasters. Huh.
Wait. They weren't even motherfucking like real reporters?
No, they had a podcast.
How did I miss that?
That's like me and you trying to go... to my recollection, they're podcasters. Yeah, they were just so obnoxious and like, they're going to be the ones.
Lori's house.
They're going to be the ones to crack the case and to get her to go talk to Michael. Like, oh, help us help you. No, fuck off. You just want an Emmy or whatever.
I love that she took the money and ran. She was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the fuck out. And I was like,
she was like, and I'll take my money.
And you've got no information and you can go fuck off.
Yep. They were so pretentious and just so like, oh, we're going to be journalists. And when he's like, Michael, holding
what
a mask.
What cop in their right mind would give him the mask?
Right. Well, Attorney General, whoever. He's, you know, whatever. He's got a hookup. Who knows? But that's pretty solid.
I'm going to go on record because I actually know members, people at the Attorney General's office in my town. My oldest college friend is actually dating one of the assistant district attorneys. She is not giving me crime stuff for this podcast, Jen. We can ask all we want. She ain't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got nothing.
Although,
but it was a but.
If you want a murderer, should I reach out to Daphne Abdella? I mean, sure, just one murder in Central Park many years ago, but she was the girl my father told me I couldn't be friends with, but still.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. I think, yeah, you told us that story.
We'll reach out. We'll see if she wants to do the podcast.
See if she wants to go on the show. I will not be doing video for that one.
You have nothing to worry about. You're a whole coast away. I'm 10 minutes.
I'm not going to put it past anybody.
We might table this. We might table this thought. Yeah, the other thing, how desperate are you for rating and reviews that you're just antagonizing stone-cold killers?
Oh, my God, because they're just, like, that's the thing. Journalists in movies are just the worst. They're so just arrogant and think that they're going to break the story. And they do it in the name of the public deserves to know or I'm trying to help you. And it's like, no, that's not it.
And it's so interesting to me because I've listened to many podcasts with some journalists like Ronan Farrow. Couldn't be lovelier, couldn't be down to earth. A lot of the stories that he's done like, because I read Catch and Kill. He didn't even go chasing that. These people came to him and was like, please, like, help us. Like, do you think you could? Like, this information kept getting flooded to him to a point where he had to do something. So I don't understand, only because to me it's one of those weird industries where you have, I'm sure you do have journalists like the ones portrayed in movies, because art does imitate life. But then there's also like real journalists who really are trying, and it's like, this kind of undermines them.
And I don't, that's why they're not famous, because, or that's why no one talks about them, because they don't do anything to get the story. Unfortunately, right. That is rewarded, and it sucks.
And it stinks, yes.
Like, in did you watch Clickbait? Yes, you watched Clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, that reporter, ugh. Hated him.
Entering people's homes.
And how did he think that was, like, but then in the end, he got rewarded. That's why it pissed me off, because I'm like, right. He should have been fought. Like, there's no way he should have gotten a good story out of that for what he did. But right. Here we are.
Also, I feel like none of the Black women that I personally know would have let him even through their front door, let alone let him leave without a Black guy.
Oh, no.
She was a little too nice to him.
Yeah. Well, didn't he just sneak in, like, the kid left the door open any second. Oh, but you're saying when she caught him. She
found him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It.
Like, A, you wouldn't get in.
Yeah,
like,
no.
The Black ones, I know, they're a little too, like, they know when their kids have left the door. Like, they're on that, first of all. Second of all, you might get in, you ain't getting out without a Black guy.
Yeah, there would definitely have been bat swinging. Especially since she already turned the hose on the reporter, so we know she's about that life.
Right. So why was she so nice to this one? She was just like, you need to
even though it's Black characters, it's still written probably for white characters, like, so.
That's so annoying.
And they don't change that up. We say that all the time when we're watching movies and there's, like, a Black character and they do something not characteristic in a certain situation. And I don't like.
You mean, like, swim? No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. No, but it's like, they don't change it to reflect.
Right. Well, because the problem is 90% of the people in a notice how I almost said a writer's room?
A
writer's room are white. And I don't mean Alicia White, where they have an ethnically diverse group of people around them. I mean white.
Yeah.
There's that. But yeah, so when those two got, I was here for it.
Oh yeah, it was very sad. And see, and so like that, just to compare to Halloween Kills, that whole bathroom scene was very like intense. And I was like, oh my God, like I got like, I felt the intensity.
Here's the thing.
Didn't get any of that in Kills.
Okay. So to me, this was the same as the whole Avengers final trilogy, right? So, you know, the first one, fine. Then you've got the middle one, horrible. And then you've got, you know, the final one, and it's fantastic. Whenever it's a trilogy, just assume the middle one's not going to be as great as the first and the last. Go into that with that, and you'll That's be fair. Very satisfied.
That's fair.
First of all, every time they just kept screaming evil ends tonight, and when people were like, oh, this is the one Myers dies. I'm like,
no,
the third one's been like
greenlit. It's they're in production. Like
they're in production. Like we're this close to a date. Like
it's not gonna be Laurie Strode sits around.
We do actually Strode have
sits around and does nothing.
I'm like, you can chant it all you want.
It's spoiler alert.
I mean, I do personally also. It's not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler at all.
No, that's, I was being sarcastic. I was
okay.
Evil does not die tonight. Yeah, no, spoiler. No, that's sarcasm. To the townspeople.
To the townspeople.
Although,
some, somebody gets killed, and it just made me so happy. We're gonna have to go back to 2018 later.
Maybe we'll do kills as a bonus episode.
Yeah, let's.
We have to discuss it. Yeah, we should do kills as a bonus episode. I like that idea.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But we got to stick to 2018 today. We got to try.
Guys, I'm going to say something. And because I know that at least half of our fan base is Team Alicia all day, every day, they'll support me no matter what I say. Judy Greer's the worst.
Shut up.
I hate her in everything.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Whoring heels, we made it to whole season two. This is it's going to be our last as our sign off. Oh my God, I love her so much. I don't know how you could not like her. What's wrong with her?
What isn't? First of all, she's too thin. Eat something, Judy.
It's not her fault.
It is her fault.
You don't know that.
Eat something, Judes. Second of all, the voice. I can't with the voice. Third of all, this is probably just the character she plays, and she's probably a lovely person in real life, but she's forever playing these just rude, mean, bitchy, for absolutely no reason women.
But she's good at it. No, but she's also in some rom-coms, and she's very fun. She's in I'm Sorry as her best friend for, like, the first episode. She was great.
Yeah, the first episode, and then she 86'd her because she realized she was annoying.
No, that is not why.
Judy Greer come back?
No. But we don't know why.
But Jason.
She had other things to do. She had to go film Halloween.
He's the better friend.
She had to go film Halloween.
Yeah, sure. That's what you said. First of all, wait. You said she's in some rom-coms.
Yes.
Let me just let you all know that one of the only good thing about my mother's passing is that I never, ever, ever have to sit through a rom-com again.
That's why I said it, because I know that you don't watch them.
Only one I saw her in was 13 going on 30. My mother loved that stupid film. And although Mark Ruffalo, you're amazing, you can do no wrong. Incredible Hulk, call us. We'll talk. But no, she was so annoying in that.
I don't like that movie very much, so I don't remember.
When Jennifer Garner's character finally rips the paper up and says, "You can be the pot and the cat all by yourself, bitch," and walks out. Bang! Yes. The only scene I like in the whole movie.
All right, don't remember that.
Oh, there's a scene with that Razzle's gum, and any scene with candy I'm a big fan of. So there, two scenes.
It's literally been years since I've seen it, and I remember nothing. One thing I remember is in the trailers, and God bless Jennifer Garner. She seems like an angel, a doll. But they cast her, and then they kept this line in, and it was in the trailers where she's in the elevator, and she just became 30. And there's a little girl there, and she's like, "I just got these great boobs." And it's like, it didn't fit because she doesn't have, like, huge boobs.
Well, the funniest thing is, imagine if they had cast 13-year-old Alicia in that role. I could have been like, "And one day you'll catch up." Mm. One day. Because by the time I was 14, I had very heavy C's going on D's.
No. Well, yeah, just, it was not a great line.
Not a great line.
I really wish they changed that.
Cups, sweetheart. What are we proud of? Yeah, oh, that's no back pain. You rock an egg cup, no back pain.
I mean, there's a long way to go before you get to back pain.
Are you trying to say you have no back pain? I mean, can't you just be on team back pain? Facebook, just have some back pain with me.
Sorry. Ow.
There you go. It's because you're not nearing 40 yet. Is that why?
I am nearing 40, ma'am. You're like, what, 2 days older than me? Stop it.
We are years apart, ma'am.
Like, one.
I turned 40 in a month and a half.
And I'll be 39 next July.
That's more than a year and a half apart. But
still, that's not that much. You're talking like I'm like 35.
Well, you live like a youngin.
That I will not argue.
Yeah. You're out here doing the kickball and stuff.
Kickballing and all that.
Kickball's a young person's game.
Not the way we do it.
I have heard tale that there's a beer in a hand while it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good times.
Okay. So, getting back. Judy Greer is the worst daughter in America.
I mean, in this movie, yes. She's...
almost gets murdered. She tries to teach you how not to get murdered.
Oh, my God. And she says it like it's so sad. Like, I learned how to shoot a gun at 4. I'm like, what's wrong with that? Like, you knew how to shoot a gun. That's pretty a good skill to have.
Well, not according to CPS, who did thusly take them away for that behavior. So,
like, what? I could see she wasn't abused. Whatever. And who called them? They have no neighbors. Maybe school people.
Yeah, I'm going to assume. No.
Not just not a way that I don't want to die, but God help me if I die in a gas station stop restroom. Like,
I will never die in a gas station stop restroom.
I'm pretty sure they don't let you into heaven just on that. If you, like, oh, I'm sorry, you died in a gas station bathroom. Ugh.
Yeah.
He would have got me because I'm not crawling on the ground. That's one situation where I'd have been like, well, he's just going to have to get me because I'm not.
You're not doing it. Gotcha.
Mm-mm.
I have never used a bathroom like that. Now, thankfully, we road trip, like, up to New York. Like, up New York. And so on the New York thoroughfare, we have very beautiful rest stations with like when we go to Pennsylvania too, same thing with Starbucks and Wendy's and Burger King. They are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I did use a gas station bathroom recently that was inside the establishment. But I've never used one like that where it's been outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the very reason of what happened in this movie. It don't seem safe.
I have, and believe me, I was weary of it. But I, like, we were on the road, we were road tripping to Georgia, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I had no choice. But it was during COVID, so everybody was being extra clean, and actually every bathroom we stopped at was not bad, because everyone was being very careful about being
so
safe.
So would you have crawled on the floor in that bathroom?
No. There's no bath. There's no public restroom that can be clean enough for me to crawl on the floor. Like, I don't want to live after that anyway, so.
Gotcha.
Might as well just kill me.
Gotcha.
If you want to get me, just corner me in a public restroom in a stall. I'm done.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, so now if I am found dead, first people you should ask are people who listen to our podcast. You find me dead in a gas room bathroom.
And guys, I don't suggest doing it. There's only 37 listeners. We're going to narrow this down real quick, y'all, okay? Mm-hmm. It's obviously not Drew and Matt. I got into a car with them by myself. Chris. I'm still alive, so they're eliminated. It's not Ryan, Jonas, or Graham. Once again, I went to Brooklyn to meet up with them by myself, and I'm still alive. It's not Chris or Joel.
It's a very short list.
Chris, I love you. I could take you in a fight, so could Jen. I've met you in person. Joel, I believe similar. I've met you via the interwebs, and I think I could take you, my dear friend. I've eliminated 7 people already.
Yeah, it's a very short list. They will find you.
Yeah, very short list. Yeah, one of our listeners is my 75-year-old uncle who stopped traveling to LA to kill anyone. That's effort. So, yeah, just don't do it, guys. Just don't kill Jen.
Don't do it.
I don't want to have to replace her.
She actually, yeah, that would be hard to do, right?
I mean, yeah.
Where are you going to find another horror fan? Oh, my God.
I only moderate a group with 15,000 members. Whatever would I do?
Whatever will you do?
Please, you all know Chris and Joel are dying to bump you out so they can sit on a computer screen for 2.5 hours every Monday night with Alicia. Don't even front. And vice versa. The second I die, one of them will slide right in.
We're both easily replaced. Let's just say that.
Yeah. She actually
died. She got off pretty easy. Like, he just choked her out and she was done.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Myers' death, that was pretty.
Died worse. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly.
Where do we go from there?
Now,
to the family. What?
Yeah. So, getting to the family. I love the granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. She.
I love when she's like, so my mom lied, and the stupid boyfriend's like, how do you know? And she's like, dumbass, I talked to my own grandmother.
Yeah, she's like, I asked her myself.
Like, here's the thing. The daughter is trying to protect, for some strange reason, the granddaughter from the grandmother.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a 5-year-old. We're talking about a high school senior. Like, if you're letting her fuck Mr. Curlyhead... You can also let her see her grandmother, because you can't tell. Listen, if I was in high school, that kid was suave as... I don't care what anyone says. Just saying. Also, just a thought process, everyone. If you almost get brutally murdered in Haddonfield, perhaps we no longer live in Haddonfield.
Maybe move.
I want to say something, but I'm not sure. I'm getting a little conflated, so we might have to delete this. Did we know in 2018 that the boyfriend was the police's son?
Yes, they mentioned that.
Okay, they did.
I believe they mentioned that, yeah.
Conflating or not. So... Here's the other thing. The boyfriend seemed perfectly fine, except for when he drank, which, listen, when an 18-year-old drinks...
I was going to say, teenager drinking, like, what? And I like, but I also like how she was getting ready to go do pot with a friend and then was looking weird, side-eyed at him for having alcohol.
I don't think it was him having the alcohol.
Oh, it was like the kissing.
And so much that he can't control himself.
Mm.
Was more that I... Because I do have one or two people in my life like that. Like, when the third glass of wine comes out, I'm, like, side-eyeing them, even though I'm on my fourth whiskey. Difference being, I'm going to be babysitting them.
Yeah, there are people who just never be babysitting me.
Like, you're like, oh, God. Okay, we're watching that for the rest
of the week. Oh, I hate that. When you've got to be like, okay, well, now we're on watch. Now we're on babysitting duty.
Yeah. My good time has just ended. So I think it was more that he can't control his substances.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I loved when Lori came to the school.
Yeah.
First of all, what a cool throwback. Lori standing outside the school just like Michael had done to her. Just a very cool visual.
Yeah.
Love that. And then she gives her $3,000 and is like, just go anywhere. Just get out of this
town. Just leave. Yeah.
No shit. Get out of this town. Why anybody in America is still in Haddonfield?
Like, Haddonfield should be all houses for sale.
Yeah.
They should just turn Haddonfield into a giant mall where you just open.
It's like what happened in Gatlinburg. Just mosey it on out. Just leave the kids to walk behind the rows. They don't
Shut it down.
Lori, I understand what happened to you is traumatic. But any good psychiatrist, which I'm not entirely sure you've seen, unless maybe you were speaking with Dr. Loomis before he passed.
Right.
They don't say it, but maybe. Would suggest you don't go watch your murderer or attempted murder, get moved
to another facility.
To another facility during Halloween. Also, for Halloween. Also, townspeople, police. We can't do this another time. We can't do this.
We have to do it right, like right at Halloween. Right at Halloween, we gotta.
Every time.
Like,
why do they keep moving this?
And we're just gonna have one bus. We're not gonna have police escort. This is the most dangerous serial killer that we've ever encountered. Let's just have a bus driver.
Yeah.
And just a bus. No escorts, no other police, nobody else. Just the one.
And one psychiatrist. No one with a Glock.
No
one with a firearm of any means.
Don't need it.
Don't need it. The one carrying the most firepower was the 10-year-old who got out of the truck. He's the one, he's looking at this situation going, I think I should just grab a gun.
Yeah. This feels like a gun type situation.
So, needless to say, Haddonfield PD, when a 10-year-old can assess a situation better, no es bueno.
we need to get it together. Get it together.
What is funny is because they have eliminated all future movies, we cannot say what we would have usually said if we were doing like Halloween H2O. You've been through this twice before.
That is true. That is true.
That is one of the fun things about talking about the other movies.
Yeah. I'm on the side of I can accept both timelines. I like both. Because I love H2O. I know it's cheesy as hell, but it's one of my favorite Halloweens. Like,
how can you not love a Halloween that has Busta?
Busta? No, that's Resurrection. H2O has LL Cool J.
Cool J.
Who is...
Sorry.
Fine.
I saw him in concert one time, and he took that shirt off.
LL Cool J can get it. But yes. H2O is just, it's fun. It's a fun one. I love it. I accept
it as fun.
Yeah. I can accept them both as canon for what they are, where they are at. It's fine.
Yeah. Neither one bothers me. The only ones that bother me are Rob Zombies. Ugh. And we talked about that. And you can listen.
Oh, and the actress, you were saying you like the actress who plays Lori's granddaughter.
Yes.
That was a hot ticket. Part. All the actresses like Lucy Hale, Emma Roberts, they all wanted to play Laurie Strode's granddaughter, obviously. But they went back to the original style and said, let's get someone nobody knows. That's what they did with Jamie Lee Curtis.
And I really like that because and I enjoy Lucy Hale. I think she would have been distracting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's an actress you know, then you're focused too much on who she is and you're like, oh. And it kind of makes it a movie. If you know what I mean. It's like, oh, I know that actress. But when it's someone unknown, you're kind of like, I don't know who this person is. Like, she seems like she could actually be Laurie Strode's granddaughter. Whereas if it's Emma Roberts, you're like, no, that's Julia Roberts'
niece.
So it doesn't have, it's got a different effect. Which, I agree.
Emma Roberts is over killing it at AHS. Ryan Murphy's never letting her go. Wait.
Yeah.
You don't like Emma Roberts?
Not very much. I think that's because I was on.
We've made it through episode 2.
Oh, now and we're done again.
Episode 3. We're done.
Yeah, I think
she's fantastic.
She's fun to watch. I think it's just I did background work with her and she wasn't that kind. But again, it could have been a bad day.
Nobody's kind in Hollywood. So.
And I'm saying it could have been a bad day for her. So I'm not like, I'm not like going around saying, she's the worst. I don't like her. It's like, no, it's just, I still don't have a good vibe from her. So I'm like, but I do like watching her. Like, I don't not watch anything she's in. She does do very well in
American Horror. Well, she needs you. I mean, if you want us to boycott Emma, because she needs you.
No, I'm not putting that on the show. Look, I'm not going to have Emma Roberts listen to this and then, not want to come on the show. She's welcome to come on the show.
Emma Roberts, if you're listening, and we know that you are, please. We know you're one of the 37.
Yeah, if you want to take a break from American Horror Story and come on the show, we can vibe and it'll be awesome. I'm so down for that.
By the way, And Emma, we do mean that, but if we were doing our wish list of American Horror Story people, first and foremost would be Evan Peters. Evan, mm-hmm. I adore you. Come on.
You think I look cute now?
Mm. If we had Evan on, doing the damn thing.
Yeah, we get Evan Peters on here. You're not even going to know I'm wearing a shirt. I mean, I will be, but it's going to be solo cut.
Solo. I do love that Chucky is just like, because really all I can see is Chucky just charging at me.
Yeah, he's pretty aggressive.
This viewpoint is very nice. And, yeah, no, my shirt's doing okay. It hasn't fallen too far. I thought you had a bigger, worse,
sleeve shot.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
It's good. Chris and Joel are like, no, it's not good. We could use a little bit more cleave. So I love the granddaughter. I just adore her. I love that she's like, no, mom, I'm getting this major award. Like, grandmother should be here.
Yeah.
But also, perhaps actually be there for your granddaughter. That was the one scene that I didn't.
The dinner.
I didn't love Lori in that moment.
Yeah.
Nothing is in this moment happening.
Right.
Take a break, sit, have a nice meal with your family, and then
hold it together for a minute.
It's literally an hour. Restaurant, this isn't a home dinner. Restaurants like to turn over tables. They're kicking, but what I'm saying is like,
yeah,
it's so much different when you get invited to a family dinner and the host is like, and it's at blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, great. Okay, good, good. The restaurant's going to be whipping this out quick. You get invited to some people's houses and you're like,
no,
going to be there for 5 hours if I think.
I have no excuse to leave.
Oh, thankfully I have a toddler, really. Mm-hmm. Get yourself one, Jen. It really comes in clutch when you don't want to be in social situations.
I got one of these. I can't stay.
I got one of these. He's acting up. He starts crying. I'm like, oops, gotta go.
They're like, is that a doll? No, don't worry about it. I gotta go.
Jen's child looks awful lot like a good guy's doll.
I was gonna say, is that Chucky? Mm-mm.
Nope. Gotta go. He needs a change.
Don't worry about it.
Oh my god. Guys, this is why two best friends should not host podcasts together, because the tangents are a mighty.
They are.
We're only a half hour into this movie.
And we're only like 10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, I really like this lipstick color on me.
Very nice.
It's a MAC. I got it in one of my free gift sets.
Nice.
Quality content our listeners have come to appreciate right there. Yeah, so the dinner kind of bummed me out. Now we have the Halloween party at school. Boyfriend's acting a fool and takes girlfriend's phone. Oh, to the hell fucking no.
And she just left it in the punch bowl. He would have caught a hand.
Oh, for sure.
And then I would have grabbed my phone.
And yeah.
But I'm not leaving my phone in a punch. Like, what?
What?
Mm-mm.
No. And, probably the worst of all the men types out there is the man who's pretending to be your friend, just waiting for you and the boyfriend to break up so that you and him can get it on. I'm not saying she didn't deserve better than that boyfriend. I'm saying, sir, you are not it.
You're not next in line.
You're not next in line. He wouldn't be 20.
You're not on the list.
Fine. What are you talking about next? Even if there were only 27 other men in that town, he'd still be 20. 29th in line. I'll go outside the city limits.
I'll go. Michael Myers is still alive, right?
Right.
He's single. interesting. What?
You got to give Michael Myers credit. He's a patient killer. Right. Patience is a virtue.
And he's got it down pat.
He is just so... What is the granddaughter's name in the movie? I know. First. Good
freaking question. Oh, you think we would know this? I'm sure they said it many times in the movie. Did I pay attention?
It's IMDb this.
Negative.
Hold on. We'll get it.
Allison. Duh.
Allison. There we
definitely
go.
Definitely was Allison.
So Allison. She walks away from him. And his drunk, clumsy ass falls over.
Aw, this scene was so, like, even though he did a dick move, I was still like, aw. I felt for him.
Well, because then I think he realized the error of his ways.
Yeah, he did. He did. He got excited.
He was very polite.
Right.
To the neighbor whose yard he fell in.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was just trying to take a romantic... what did he say?
A shortcut with a beautiful girl.
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to bother you anymore tonight. Just give me a minute to stand up. I'm a little, so nice. And then he's like, whatever the neighbor's name was, because if I can't remember Allison's, I'm not.
Yeah, that's definitely
that. That we never saw. We'll call him Mr. Gooden for.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, Mr. Gooden. Are you okay? And then all of a sudden, Mr. Gooden, a.k.a. Michael Myers, is impaling him.
But wait, my favorite line from that scene is when he's like, you ever like a girl and you can never get her?
Yeah. Michael's saying, yeah, like, yes. Trying to murder her for 30-odd years now.
Four decades now. I was like, that was actually a good line. He was like, hey, you ever have a girl that you just can't get? Yes, he has.
Yeah. He's working on it. Don't worry.
The other thing is, we've yet to see Michael break out into a run. This boy could have lived if he had just not gone. If he had just ran around the yard all night, like Mike.
This young man had the stamina for that.
He
did not have the coordination or the stamina.
He could have tried. Like, he only got because he stopped. Mike never chased anyone down. He gets them around corners. He gets them because they're trapped. He had a whole yard to run around.
But he didn't know that, to be fair.
But I'm just saying. It was like, ah. You only get got because you stopped at the fence.
He didn't see the 27 other movies. He doesn't know.
Well, he should watch one.
So, long story short, poor guy gets got.
Failed, yeah, like you said.
Right. As a woman who the other day was talking to her son and he headbutted her, I thought I cracked four teeth. That hurt so bad. I don't want anything just going
straight up.
No, oh no, I'm good on that. Thanks.
And mark that down. Write that down.
And now Lori gets to the house. The cops now go to stop her. Like, get her safe. Because they know. They're not idiots.
Michael's escaped.
He's in Haddonfield. I mean, because we've been here at least one time before. The daughter at first is, like, resisting. And the mom is like, stop. The police will get Allison. Like, we just have to get... She goes, my house is the safest.
Yeah.
All of them get to the house. Allison is in the car with...
Oh, the psychologist.
The psychologist.
Ken Hawkins.
Who uses her to lure...
Bait.
Sir, you are no Dr. Loomis.
not the antithesis of Loomis, I would say.
You don't even
You love Dr. Loomis.
Loomis's footsteps.
Oh my God, this guy was a whack job. Ugh.
Of the Nth Order, because he was all for those goddamn podcasters coming in.
Right, because he's part of their.
I haven't talked to anyone in, was this 40 years now, timeline wise?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
40 years. But you think.
You're going to be the one.
Two British podcasters all going to crack this case. I mean, how desperate are you?
That's what I'm saying. It's that mentality of, oh, I can do it. I'm good. Because I'm going to show him the mask. Like, and that's going to make you upset.
I'm just praying for a slut.
And even, even though he hasn't spoken to anyone, I'm going to antagonize him with his mask and make him talk.
No.
What? No. F all the way
I'm sorry. If Dr. Loomis couldn't get this man to talk, ain't none of you got
to do it.
Now, I got to tell you, I love Allison. She is smart.
Yeah.
She realizes how crazy pants this man is, and she goes, if you let me go, I'll tell you what he said to me. Think smart. It. Using the noggin.
Love it.
All of a sudden, Michael is killing said therapist. I mean, I came
He's
out.
Like, you can't cage me, bitch. And he just donkey kicks the back of his head with the cage.
Yeah.
Which was a brilliant move. I kind of like, that's the only time I liked, that was the only time I was actually cheering for Michael Myers. I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
And now she is reunited at the...
Ooh. But we forgot the crazy part where he, like, takes down Hawkins and is like, so this is what it feels like. And then, like, has the crazy moment where he puts the mask on and you're just like, this man is really off his rocker.
Well, yes.
That was, like, one of the cool moments for me, and then, like, seeing it in theaters, I was like, oh my, because you really weren't expecting it, and you were just like, this dude's insane, like, he's trying to be Michael Myers, and then, for him, he just gets stomped out, just like an old pumpkin.
I mean, also, I don't want my head smushed.
That's what I'm saying, no, thank you.
How are we gonna lay out a casket for every days on my beautiful visage.
You'll just be smashed in the middle with your hair done.
I mean, come on.
That's a whole situation. And he's still being an ass. Like, he's still like, say something. Like, bitch, no, he's not.
Stop.
He's not about that life. Just give it up.
You're doing the most with the least, honestly.
The least.
Impressive how much you're trying and how little you're succeeding.
Mike doesn't give a shit about you. Like, I don't know what partnership you thought this was, but he was not in on it.
No.
Couldn't give less of a shit about you.
Yeah. Have you not met this gentleman?
I feel like you haven't.
Feel like all these years studying him in captivity.
Got nothing, huh? Oh, and then like you said, we get back to the house, and we got the two patrolmen in the car, which their little exchange was so cute.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. He's talking about the banh mi sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm. They should have been a little more on their jump. Not gonna lie.
You know what the thing is? They were young.
The one guy was young. The other guy was old.
But I'm not... But he wasn't one of the originals.
Oh, you mean from, like... Well...
He wasn't. The only one still left... Hawkins. Was Hawkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, to be fair, Haddonfield had that Myers situation.
It's an urban legend, kind of like.
That is what it has gone to. And they're not saying it never happened.
Yeah, because obviously it did.
If you've never encountered something like that, you're kind of like.
It's a dude. You're like, why? How did he kill? Like, it's a guy in a mask. Like, bleh. Yeah,
it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Also. In their defense, Michael Myers is not diminutive in stature. Ew. I, too, think I would assume I would see that coming. They really should have said, listen, he's large as fuck, but with ninja.
Ninja silence. You're not going to hear him.
You haven't seen anything
like... He's a fucking lumberjack, but you're not going to know he's coming.
You're not going to know he's there. Unlike the brawny paper towel man... He is making
Paul Bunyan, people. This is
yes. Paul Bunyan over here is doing.
You will hear a mouse pee on cotton before you hear Michael Myers coming up on you.
Exactly.
Just saying.
So he gets the got on them. This poor man can't have his banh mi sandwich. And he was so excited about it.
Never was able to have it. And he's now, cultured. For a guy from Haddonfield, he was very cultured. I was proud of him.
Now, just the, this is horrible. I didn't really care that the father died. He was a non.
He wasn't, I think they did that on purpose, because you didn't, like.
He was a non-entity.
He brought nothing to anything, like.
No.
He was weaker, like, he was weaker than Karen.
Yes.
Well, just from the jump, he just.
Weaker than Karen or his daughter.
Or Allison, yeah.
It was like, this is my house. I protect my house.
Like, oh, do you, sir?
Sir, I don't even think there's a gun in this establishment, so what are you protecting?
Right.
Whom are you protecting? Because I'm confused.
You know what we skipped over, which was one of my favorite scenes? When the babysitter is with the little boy at the house. When she's with the little kid and he's like, we used to be friends. I love that scene. I thought that kid did such a good job.
Right.
Sorry, we're going back because I forgot about this.
No. That was a good scene.
She's talking to her friend on the phone about them getting the weed, and she's at the house babysitting this little boy, and he is adorable. Like,
he's the best.
He's so, and that kid could have easily been annoying, but he did such a good job of just being cute, and you could tell he was joking with his babysitter. He wasn't like having an attitude of being disrespectful.
They gave me very Lori, Tommy feels. That's
right.
His babysitter. She's with him a lot. He even says, you know, of all the kids you babysit for, I'm your favorite.
Yeah, and he was like, we used to be friends, but I love that line. Like, just the way he speaks, that actor did such a good job of just being cute. And because, again, most of the time, I hate kids, and especially in horror movies. They're just obnoxious and annoying. But
he was very good.
He was so cute. And her outfit in that scene with the yellow sleeves was a throwback to Tommy Doyle in the original, because he had, shirt on with yellow sleeves.
Right.
A lot of throwbacks in this one to the original also. And that scene was just so well done, because the kid, you know, she's saying, oh, he's just afraid, and he's like, no, don't go up there, and then he's like, send him up first.
Yeah. But then you see that boy and you're like, no, I'd send her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd probably do a little more damage.
A little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I'm happy the little boy, he runs.
Yeah. So he was smart. He was smart. Like, he saw her getting got, and he was like, I gotta go get help. He didn't go try to help her.
No hesitation in his game.
He was like, and she even was like, go run. I thought it was that was a good scene. It was a lot of tension.
Back once again to Lori.
Yeah, yeah.
She screams to Tommy and, what's the other one? I don't know. Tommy and the other little girl who make it, thank God. But she tells them exactly what to do, and they listen.
Yes.
And,
God. Can you imagine a boy getting a tattoo of the night he expects that you're going to have sex? Like,
listen, none of the young gentlemen in this movie were really doing anything for him.
That's not top notch at all.
None of them were winning any Mensa awards. Not a one of them.
No. Really? I'd be like, so no pressure. I mean, actually, I probably would have been like, well, now we can't, because you have a tattoo of it, and now I'm not. It's not happening. Sorry.
Now you have made my pussy drier than the Sahara Desert.
And we're done. Too bad.
Hear that noise? That was my vagina making the window shut down noise. Whoosh, locking up.
Yep. So. We're closed for business.
Closed. Because now you're going to have to live with your stupid ass mistake.
They're stupid. Just for nothing else, just so you have a stupid tattoo that means nothing. Yeah. It's the night you almost got laid. Too bad.
Too bad. I love it. So now we're back at the house. And I got to tell you, how much... And these were this was a plot hole that I needed answered. besides the $3,000 that these podcasters gave Lord.
Oh, we have $3,000 to give our next guest. Whoever wants to come on next, we got $3,000 for you. It's going to be over time and in payments.
I bought a bunch of $100,000 bars, and we've got three of those.
$300,000, even better.
$300,000 to give you, even better. Although $100,000, very underappreciated candy bar. I'm hoping TJ gets some of those in his basket because it's very.
I don't remember what they taste like, but I do remember not liking them. So
yeah,
anything with chocolate pretty much is good. It's got a good shot.
Got a good shot. Yeah, it's like caramels, Rice Krispies.
Oh yeah.
Chocolate. Okay. Yeah, it's a good time. So what does she do for money? Because I have to assume that a home in which your island can swing to lead you into a trap costs a pretty penny when you tell your architect that. And also, when you tell your architect that you would like that design or your carpenter or whatever, what kind of question do you think they're asking?
If I'm an architect, none. That is your business. I don't have a damn question for you. That's what you want? You got it. As long as you're paying me to do it, it is none of my business.
Gotcha.
That's how you keep from getting killed after your job.
Mm. True.
Doesn't matter to me.
In the hidey hole. Yeah,
I won't be here.
Yeah.
But she did. She also did a lot of it herself, though. Like, they showed her setting up a lot of that stuff.
True. But just the hydraulics alone for that have to cost money.
Yeah, I don't know what she got for a living. Probably her husband's, because she was married twice, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Think she's getting alimony? Like,
I mean, she would have to, right? But no, because then I don't know what happens if, do you still get alimony when CPS comes in? I don't know.
Alimony and child support are two completely different.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Look at us speculating. Okay, let's move on.
All right, anyway.
She takes the just blandest, the driest toast of husbands in all the land.
Melba toast man.
Gets got. Thank God.
Choked out another one got off easy because
yeah,
really just choked him out. I mean, when he gets to the Michael put in work. This was some time because his head was carved out. Like his eyeballs were gone. He had the flashlight in his head like a jack-o'-lantern. That's not, you don't just cut off a head and then stick it up there and then that's what happens. Like Mike was sitting there like in the police car like, fuck, I gotta carve this eyeball out. Gotta scoop the stuff out of the, like he's really an artist and he's really putting in the work that he needs to do to scare people, and I appreciate that.
You do. Okay, good. So now Karen, Lori, and Allison are in the homestead. They've seen what's his face get killed. Mm-hmm. They know the cops are got. And they hunker down and wait, because Lori's got a plan.
Always.
And her plan would have worked. Well, I guess I can't. Well, yeah. Everybody knows there's a second movie, and this is not a spoiler, because the trailer literally says it.
Yeah.
Her plan would have worked if not for the meddling firemen.
But
she literally says to them,
let
it burn. This is the goal. And they're like, no, gotta go in. No, you don't.
She yells it in the back of it. They didn't actually hear her. She yells it in the back of a truck while they're driving, so. In their defense, they didn't actually hear that.
Okay, but perhaps ask a woman, hey, why is your house ablaze in what looks like a self-started fire?
But that's what I'm saying. She wasn't there.
A man in the basement. If you could just let that roll.
All they know is there was a house on fire. Lori wasn't there. They were in a truck headed the other direction. So the firemen, all they knew was there was a house on fire in their defense. But we still got to get back to when they're, because this was another scene that made the movie for me. when Karen's in the basement and she's crying and she's like, I can't do this by myself. I was like, you weak, weak woman. I was so annoyed. I was like, stop crying. Your mother's Laurie Strode. Shut up. And
once again, Judy Greer.
Judy, well, no. It was Karen. It was not Judy. You stop that. But even then, still, when Michael Myers appears and she says, gotcha, and then just shoots his ass, I was like, yes. Like, that was another moment where I was just like, it was so well done to me. It was such a great moment because you're thinking she's learned nothing. Like, who the hell is she? And it's like, no, she caught on when she finally understood what the hell was happening and remembered the plan.
Yeah.
So I actually really liked that scene. And then seeing how she rigged the whole house to be a trap for Michael Myers.
That was cool.
So amazing.
She's a smart lady. Smart lady with money that we don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fine.
You know, Jamie Lee Curtis had to be... Jake Gyllenhaal we have to thank for her reprising her role, because he talked her into playing Laurie for this. Apparently, Gyllenhaals are good friends with the Curtises, and he's like a godsend to her. And he was like, yeah, you should do this. He talked her into it, so we can thank Mr. Gyllenhaal.
So, final thoughts?
I love this movie.
Yeah, this is her favorite.
It's a fantastic sequel. Because this is... So going into this one, I was expecting to be... we're going to see what they do. I was like, it's probably not going to be great, because I went into this one with like super low expectations, because I was like, they usually don't do well with these. And then when I saw Danny McBride wrote it, I was like, Tropic Thunder, this is the end, Danny McBride. But he did very well. I was impressed. I was like, he's an actual fan.
Or you're just saying because Tropic Thunder was such a different vein of movie.
Yeah. It's just like,
I'm like, we like Tropic Thunder.
No, oh God, I loved, oh God, yeah. Tropic Thunder is one of my, I saw that movie twice in theaters also.
Yeah.
In the same day, actually.
I'm spending a lot of money on movie tickets, y'all.
Yeah. Well, back in the day I did, now I don't, because I have AMC A-List.
What's that?
I'm not going to tell you until we get a sponsorship. AMC, if you would like for us to go over AMC A-List. No, I'll tell you.
Can you tell me privately when we're done recording?
No, I'll tell you. It's you pay like $23 a month, and you get to see 3 movies a week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so you see one movie in the month, and it's paid for, and then you're just basically seeing movies for free.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a great deal.
That is a good deal.
If you like going to movies and that's your thing, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, if you enjoy being in a movie theater, with your feet sticking to the floor. Inevitably some loud woman behind you screaming about something, some teenager live streaming the movie because she's a TikTok superstar. I mean, if these are all things you enjoy, by all means.
I don't have those experiences in movie theaters. That sounds awful.
It is, and this is
although when we saw Halloween Kills, some woman brought her damn infant that was crying and didn't take it out. I was like, you're just gonna let it cry? Like
nothing? Because I used to be, like, no, first of all, you take your scream. Because one time, a woman did have her baby, and I saw it walk in, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. And then, the mother sat, put the baby in her lap, put noise-canceling headphones on him, and his little blankie that you wouldn't have known. If you didn't see her walk in with that kid, you wouldn't have known.
Perfect.
Very different situation than screaming.
Also,
we're in the golden age of movies. It is 2022. For a mere $5 a month, just $5, you were able to watch this and all of Peacock's.
Keep your ass at home.
If you have a baby and can't afford a sitter, which, listen, I can't, so I get it. That's fine. I will tell you this, and this is the funniest thing. Middle school. It was when pay-per-view was big.
Yes, I remember that, yep.
And I had a teacher say to us one day, we were talking about economics and everything, and she was like, I guarantee you by the time you are adult, you will be able to see all movies immediately to your screen theaters will become a thing of the past. And in my head, I was like, well, that seems unlikely, but that sounds amazing. And that teacher, whose name I unfortunately don't remember, kudos, you were correct.
Congrats.
So thank you for this golden age of, I mean, like, $5. Like,
why do I have to suffer because you didn't use a condom? Like, people are like, oh, I have a kid, that means I can't go out like normal. Yeah, that's why you have a kid. You made that decision. Congrats.
I have to tell you, my cousin was a waitress at a very high-end restaurant. This woman would not take her crying baby out. My cousin turned to her manager and goes, I got this. She walked up to this woman and goes, this isn't a friendlies. People aren't paying these prices to hear your child. Take it outside now.
Go.
And the woman was like, and she's like, I am not kidding. You don't get to
go. Like, and if you don't have a kid that knows how to behave, then you don't get to go eat out. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
and here's the thing. You get to go eat out. And let me tell you the establishments you get to go eat out at, in case you're confused. There is a Friendly's for you. There is a Denny's for you. There is an IHOP for you. There's an Applebee's,
Sony's,
TJ Fridays. These are your established. There's a McDonald's for you. These are your establishments. Your Peter Luger's, your Morton's, your Tony, your high-end establishments, they're not for you.
You gave that up.
Now, once again, if you have a miracle baby, I like that woman.
Now, if you raise your, if they know how to behave.
I have to tell you, I was very blessed. Also, TJ could sleep through any amount of sound. He was just a sleeper baby.
Good.
God bless. I really could bring him anywhere, and everybody would just be like, oh, she has a kid with her. Like, but you have to know your child, is what I'm saying.
No, you don't just get to be out in public because you have a baby and, oh, I deserve. No, if you had a baby that doesn't know how to be quiet, then, Or the people that let their kids, like, peek over, like, walk around in the restaurant and, like, look over the booths and just be wild in a restaurant. I can't. Absolutely cannot.
I mean, to be fair, last night at Applebee's, TJ was looking over the booth, but the booth we were in only looked at the wall where the TV was. There were no people.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah, no, I don't care about, I'm talking about, like, if they're, like, bothering people on the other side.
Yeah,
no.
And I sat him down. He did it twice. He got sat down both times.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm done ordering my kid food when we go out. He tells me what he wants. I get it for him. He looks at it. Just say.
Heard.
So, how many heels?
Oof.
Getting us back on track.
Yeah. I'd say a strong 9.
Yeah, I'd give it that. Good kills.
Good,
I mean,
excellent
impalement on a fence alone is worth the cost of admission.
Pumpkin smash of the head. Can't beat that.
Some good chokeouts. I mean, I'm always here for a good chokeout. I mean,
he hasn't choked out a lot of, like, he didn't choke out a lot before, but that was his thing this time.
Yeah, that was his thing, and he got good. Well, because he was in the yard, just.
Yeah, just. Pumping iron.
On those biceps, triceps, quadriceps. Yep. I don't know. I'm just naming muscles.
Interesting. I don't know. Was it? I don't remember if this was you that. Oh no, it was Brent. That he didn't kill the baby. Because remember, he walks in the house and the baby's crying.
Right.
It's very interesting that they, like, he and which we know obviously, like, that's gonna make people hate the movie.
Right.
If he kills a baby, but it's like, but then why even have the baby there? It was an interesting add to the movie to me. Because it was like, we don't want to make him a monster.
Well, did he kill his entire... Oh, but they retconned it, so it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I'm conflating things again. Because in the Rob Zombie timeline, which I hated, but if you remember in that timeline, he does. He kills his sister.
Yeah.
But he leaves the baby.
Yeah.
In that timeline. So maybe babies are his one-off.
I wouldn't even call that a timeline. That's a whole other universe.
Although, even in the original, he never killed children either. all the kids got away safely.
Yeah.
So I think that is actually good continuity. It seems like you have to at least be old enough to fuck for Michael Myers to be killing you. That's
it. And I guess at 6 years old, he would have recognized the innocence of a child still.
I think so.
Another thing I was thinking about is like, wow, I wonder, like, because you think about how wholesome and how awesome Laurie Strode was in the first one, and just how this totally just fucked up her whole life. And it's like, what kind of life would she have lived?
Right.
Had this not happened to her? Like, it's such a, it's a super sad story.
It is.
She was a great girl, had a lot going for her. Like, she could have been, you know, the next teacher at the school, like, had just a nice life. And now she's this, like, this has become her whole life.
Yeah.
That's actually really sad. I just thought that.
You can understand why.
Oh, yeah. I get it. It's just, it sucks that, like, this happened to her.
Oh, for sure.
Spent her life on this trajectory. I just thought of that when I watched it this time. And I was looking at her sitting there, and I was like, wow, like, I was thinking of Laurie Strode from the first one and how bubbly and, like, fun and cute she was, and it was like, wow, this woman had a whole different future had it not been for this, because this event just sent her life off into a totally different track, because that Laurie Strode from 78 wouldn't have been like this.
Obviously
but it's just to think about how sad it is. It's a sad story for Laurie Strode.
Right,
her life is totally derailed from what it could have been.
I mean, she definitely probably would have ended up principal.
Yeah.
Because she was so good with kids, even from a young age. I mean, so smart, so respected in town. And I think that was kind of part of the morality tale that they were a little bit trying to say was, hey, the whores, they got got.
They get got. But then
her legs shut. She was able to.
But then it's like, did her life turn out any better? It's like, they died, but she's not really living. Like, she's stuck in this time. So did she even win? Like, was it worth it? Who knows? That's just something to think about that I never thought about before.
Well, and I'm kind of hoping that maybe the final movie, which they're titling Halloween Ends.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
We'll see
how much money it makes.
Right. I was about to say. See what those gross profits. Oh,
what do you know? Halloween continues.
Yeah. What do you know?
Halloween restarts.
Yeah. I mean, long story short, maybe we will have a happy ending to the story.
Right.
For the three females.
Yeah, well, two.
Or the two. For the three females.
For the three females.
Definitely going to have to do a kills bonus.
We'll do a bonus episode, and I will put a spoiler alert in there.
And maybe.
In the description for this episode, because, it's dangerous, though. Like, if I wouldn't be listening to anything about Halloween at this point.
If I haven't seen it.
So.
Okay, so I think that is all, I guess.
Oh, question real quick. Would you rank this in one of your top five of all the Halloween movies?
Was it bumping out Season of the Witch? No, I did. The problem is I love seeing... Well, here's the thing. Are we considering Season of the Witch a Halloween movie?
Since it's named Halloween, yes. Just all the... Not counting Rob Zombie, obviously.
We're not counting the Robs out. Well, obviously, I wouldn't put
that. I was going to say, it's not going to be up there anyway, but yeah.
It's not going to be up there. I really love... So, the first time I saw Season of the Witch, hated it, because it's not what you're expecting.
Not Michael Myers,
That's always my problem. We have said this
That's before. Everyone's problem.
That's everyone's problem.
There's no Michael Myers.
If they would just take away the word Halloween and make it Season of the Witch, I think we have... A much different Solid response film. To that movie.
I mean, it's got, what's his name? Tom Atkins? Is that his name?
Sure.
Tom Atkins? Yeah.
Though I do love the one with Paul Rudd, and everyone hates that one. That's The Curse.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I only like it because of Paul Rudd. I'm not an idiot. That's fine. I know who I am. I know who I am.
You're allowed. It's Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have to. One is obviously my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really did have fun with H2O.
Yep.
Two was like, eh. Yeah, it goes.
It goes to the top.
I have to say, since I have seen Halloween Kills is in it too for me in the top five.
Okay.
Once again, guys, I realize the presence of Anthony Michael Hall is improving the movie for me. I see what other people say are the flaws. I just don't. I don't ever really care about dialogue in a horror movie.
That's what I'm saying. I don't either. But that's why I know it was bad, because I don't, like, that's not something that I ever even notice. And the fact that I notice it, I'm like, damn it. Like, that's awful. Because I don't even.
Fair. I did watch it in a watch party, and I was doing shots.
Yeah. So when we watch movies and watch parties, you know we're talking a lot and not paying that much attention. I was in a movie theater, so that was my entire focus.
Were you sober?
Mostly, unfortunately.
That's sad.
Yeah. I mean, we were drinking. Definitely were taking shots in the theater, because I was like, Casey, I was like, you got to give me a shot because I can't with this.
Something. No, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's very well done. It's very well acted. I really like that we see Allison coming into her own. She's very smart. She's got a lot of her grandmother in her. And for that, it definitely bumps it up for me. What about for you?
Are you talking about Kills or?
No, it's 2018.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely in my top five, for sure. I would say probably.
Zombies is number one for me.
I mean, I love it so much. Halloween 1, H2O, and then probably 2018 would be my top three.
Okay.
I have to see the other ones more. Maybe the one with Danielle Harris. That's
also the other. Yeah, those. But like I said, Season of the Witch is in there for me.
Yeah.
It's
funny, Danielle Harris, who is now like a junior scream queen, like she's in a lot of horror movies. She was a little girl in the Halloween. She wanted to be in 2018 and made a call to be in it. And they were like, no, we want to veer completely away from the other timeline. So they didn't even give her a part. I'm like, dang it. They should have like given her like a cameo. Like, shouldn't have to play the same character, but a cameo might have been nice.
A cameo would have been nice.
I would have liked, I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see?
She was the one in two? The little girl in two, or the little girl?
I think three.
In three.
She's in like Hatchet. She's in Urban Legends. She's like in a lot of horror things now.
But they say they want to veer off the other timelines. We can't give her a cameo, but we can throw the Season of the Witch mask.
Right. It's like that doesn't make any sense. Like, just give her a cameo as like a teacher or at the dance or something. Like, just
something.
Go there. Oh, she asked to be in it. Like,
yeah, give it to her.
Say no. Did you see when I put Rob Zombie does the monsters that post the script?
Oh God.
And somebody put on there, because I put, they left out the gratuitous rape scene.
Yeah.
And someone was like, when has Rob Zombie ever included a rape scene? Sir, have you seen a Rob Zombie movie?
I was going to say, to be fair, if the only Rob Zombie movie that you've seen was Halloween 1 in the theater. So you and I watched the extended cut.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The theatrical cut doesn't have it.
Okay.
So if that is the only... But also, if you've only seen one Rob Zombie movie, this is not the hill to die on.
You can't come out here saying, when is he ever? Like, if you have seen his other movies, then obviously you should know.
Right. Oh my God.
I didn't even respond. I was like, all right, well, I'm not. And then two other people responded. I was like, thank you, because I was not in the mood.
Like, also, to anybody saying that his wife is a good actress, I'm going to need you to reevaluate what a good actress
is. You can go ahead and unsubscribe. It's fine.
Yeah. I truly believe that none of our 37 viewers believe that. I know for a fact that Joel, Chris, Graham, Ryan, and Jonas, and Matt and Drew don't. So there's seven. Thing.
Once again, I love the cheesiest of, I love Blood Diner. That is one of the worst. It's such a bad, so I can appreciate bad movies. I can appreciate bad acting. I can appreciate bad dialogue. I don't pay attention
really
to that shit.
You really can. You can more than anyone I know.
If I'm entertained, I'm entertained. I can give a shit less about the quality of like dialogue, effects, whatever. Don't care. When I was watching Halloween for our podcast, the Rob Zombie version, I was like, who is, I knew nothing of his wife. I didn't know anything. I was like, this woman is awful. I was like, she cannot act. She's the only, like, the acting in the movie was fine, but she was awful. And I was like, why can't this woman act? And then I go online and everyone's like, oh, that's Rob Zombie's wife. And I was like, oh.
He casts her in everything.
I was like, that makes so much more sense now. And that was an unbiased. It was not like I knew it was his wife. It's not like I was like, oh, she's right. Awful. That was just as someone who had, I had no idea who she was. I was just like, ugh. It was so bad.
I just want to know, like, does Shari keep Rob's testicles in a little box on the dresser, or does she carry them around in her purse?
I would say probably in her purse, because you want to remind them, like, if you're out.
Reminder? Okay.
Yeah, you got to be like, hey.
Yeah. Just remember. Right here. Got him.
I don't think Rob Zombie's ever going to come on our show. Nor would we want him, but I'm just
saying, were we inviting?
We weren't, but I'm just saying.
I was like, if we were inviting Rob Zombie, clearly there was a staff meeting that I missed. Just concerned that you're having staff meetings alone, clearly. So there's that.
All right. But okay. And on a better note, 2018 was a very good, very good movie. Very good. If you've not seen it, you can, it's on demand on DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, you can rent it. It's definitely worth watching.
What are we doing next week?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
Let's look at our calendar. We make calendars.
We do organize a little bit. Y'all don't know it, but we are on our jump sometimes. And we didn't go that far. Today is where we stopped.
Okay. Well, we'll get there.
Figure that out.
Be excited.
Maybe it's... Oh, it's Thanksgiving season then, because that's going to be November 1st.
It is.
So we'll see what happens.
Maybe a little Children of the Corn action.
Hmm.
For some reason, that movie screams fall to me.
Well, I mean, it's in a cornfield. That's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what another one, good one might be is Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, okay. Y'all. Yeah, November's going to be lit. Just know that. November's going to be lit.
Yeah. And especially Children of the Corn, I have some great behind the scenes, because I went to the panel at TFW, so some great behind the scenes movie information to impart to our listening audience. Okay, so folks, that is all. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Joel, Chris, Drew, Matt,
thanks. Heels on everything.
If there was a single female listener, please drop us a line. Let us know you're here.
Let us know you're out there.
Just one. We just want one.
Carrie listens to us.
Who?
Carrie Brown. Love her.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Oh, you do? Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. She's been on it.
Oh, wow.
If we've missed any other female listeners, and I'm sure that you're out, faithful listeners, just drop us a line. We will give you a shout out. Male listeners. It's fine. We don't discriminate. Just let us know and we'll give you a shout out.
Chris, Joel, we get it. You listen. You don't need to.
I think everybody knows who they are at this point.
At this point. They are our number one fans. Honestly, I mean, Jen and I come around with some hobbled feet. They are number one suspects. Okay. That is all.
All right.
Halloween, safe trick-or-treating. Don't get too drunk.
Yeah.
Get too drunk. Yeah. I mean, really, whatever you
want. Don't get killed by Michael Myers.
Yeah.
The boogeyman.
Well, we're, I mean, you're stupid enough to still live in Haddonfield, Illinois, I feel like you get what you deserve.
Also that.
Like, I can't talk about this other scene in Halloween Kills. Okay.
Yes, we might do a bonus episode, like a short bonus episode.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Peace.